Ah, I just burned my mouth, my entire mouth. Shit. Hey, everybody, it's Nolan North, it's Retro Replay, we're in the basement. Drusafine J. Drusaf is here.
Hello.
That's it, just hello?
Hello, hello, hey, hi, I'm Drew. How do you, I don't.
I mean, it just, you know, aren't you excited?
Yeah, that's why I said hello.
This is our first show of December.
It is.
December 2020.
You know, I had too much turkey. I'm still just, I'm in lethargic.
You smell like stuffing. I didn't want to say anything.
It's because I live in stuffing. I literally crawl inside the turkey and take a nap.
I live for the leftovers. I think we've talked about that. And it's been a good week. First show of December. The year is 2020. It's almost up. And I'm a little tired of everybody being so pissed about 2020. Terrible year. All this stuff's going on. And they think it's going to end on January 1st. Like, COVID is going to go, oh, it's 2021? My time's up. Got to move to another planet. Everybody, it's been real. Been fun. It's been real fun. See how that's called personification. Look at it. You know what? Put the word down there. Personification. That's the word of the day. Might become a thing. I doubt it. Means I took something that's not real, inanimate, and made it, gave it human type, animal type qualities, I guess. I'm such an asshole.
Yeah.
Okay. What?
Nothing.
You don't agree with... I was kidding, but thank you. I'm going to put my drink here so everybody can see our lovely Retro Replay logo. It's time for Topics and Tangents this fine December 3rd morning. So everyone knows our, you know, lovely Pagan, sweet, lovely Pagan. She finds some dark shit.
Scours the internet.
Case in point. So a sofa company, SCS in the UK, ran a competition asking to hear stories of the strangest things found when you move into a new place. Have you ever found anything strange?
No.
Anything different?
No. I know. I don't have any good stories here. Yeah.
I remember one time we found, and I mean, I was too young when we moved there, but we found like coins in like a wall and like an old soda can from like a soda brand that I've never heard of.
Really?
Yeah. So we found like old garbage is what we found. But the winner of the competition in the UK was Catherine Gaston from Glasgow. She found a jar in the kitchen containing an aortic valve, heart valve in a glass of formaldehyde.
Yeah.
Fuck, is it? What is that, Dexter's house?
Right?
I'm kind of in the middle of something.
Whatever you're drinking, Wayne.
Kids. How do you forget that? How do you forget a jar with a human body part? Presumably a human, I guess it could have been an aortic valve of a, it doesn't matter. Who has heart pieces?
Yeah, I guess, like, are you saving it? Like, oh, this is a piece of my heart? Like.
What? I don't know. I'm sorry. What the fuck is he talking about? Like, this is a piece of my heart?
Well, you know, like you had like a
take
surgery.
Take another little piece of my heart now, baby.
Yes.
Take
another little bit of my heart. Don't leave
it. Go on and leave it. Just leaving in the house for someone to find, baby. That could be a lyric. Seriously, but.
Well, you know,
there's
like
a picture of it.
But don't people save like their tumor after they get it cut out, you know, as like a
okay,
reminder?
Okay, wait, stop.
Don't people do
PJ,
that?
PJ, are you hearing this? What the hell is it?
No, I've heard of this. I've heard people
like
saving
tumor?
Like yeah, like they'll get like something like removed and they want a reminder of like that.
Yeah.
So they keep it.
Yeah, you know that testicular cancer was a big scare for me last year, but every night I go to bed and I just tap the jar that has my left nut in there with a clinging massive tumor. And I think, God bless you, Uno.
Uno.
I'm going to bed tonight feeling strong and safe. # Lance Armstrong. So the worst one for me, you know, right?
Yeah.
You've read these.
Yeah.
Here's the worst one. Say aortic valve. That's high on the list. followed closely by Drew's tumor. No, the one that got me was a Polaroid of a man dressed as a clown with a sad expression.
Yeah.
I would absolutely just go, put it on the market.
Yeah.
No, I'd like literally like pack your shit.
I think
burn the house down.
Yeah, just burn it down.
Burn it down. Start over. Everybody knows that I have that, like, it's a phobia of clowns.
Yeah.
And I guarantee, if I just went and I found this old thing and I just picked it up, like, what is this? And it's just like I just like that was left there, but for me, something bad's about to happen.
Is it messed up that now if I move, I want to leave like something creepy like that behind for the person that moves in? I want that to be like a thing I do now. Like, I'm going to take a weird Polaroid picture of myself in a clown outfit. Like, put dust on it like it's been there forever.
You kind of read my mind.
Yeah.
Do you know what? I've had a few photos. I took a few photos of myself because when I started like workouts, like I want to take the before photo. But I never got in good enough shape to ever do the after photo. So I have, what if I left a series of those just before photos? Just to, you know, because you just sit there, shirtless with just that blank expression. And just people find this like, it's this guy, this doughy white guy who's just this blank expression, just looks like a serial killer in his living room. Just like the before picture.
Yeah.
And somebody one day just goes, holy shit, is that Nathan Drake? Oh my God. I can never play that game again. Oh, I love that. Once again, proving that they're just weird. Love the Japanese, love Japan. But they're fucking weird. I'm sorry with this, with the robot wolves. Have you heard about this, guys? Japanese town was having a problem with bears were coming into the town. Now, there are states, here in our country, they have bears, and you know what they do? The sheriff comes around, beeps the horn. Go on there, Yogi. Get your ass out. No, Japanese take it a step further. The people who brought us, panties and vending machines have come up with robot wolves were deployed in the town with motion sensors.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So when a bear came within their area, I love this. The robot wolves would move their head, flashlight, and emit 60 different sounds. You know, like machinery noises and clangs and whistles and bells. And of course, wolf howling. Why do you need... Like it's like what alarm do I want to wake up to this morning? Wolves?
Look at these things. They're giant and terrifying.
Can you imagine if you didn't get the memo in that town that, by the way, we're putting in some robot wolves, and you just like go out for a jog or whatever, and you just turn the corner and it's like, I mean, I'd just be like, it'd be like fecal matter, heart attack. Next thing I know, that heart is in a jar in someone's house.
Brought it around. Wow.
They
look like hellhounds. I mean, the red eyes and they're giant. It
looks like something out of a cartoon.
Yeah. Or like Ghostbusters.
Right. But you just think, really? Just their technology is just ridiculous. It's like I think you just took it too far, robot wolves.
As long as they're not made by the same company that makes those DARPA like robot dogs that can like open doors and
it's the end of the world.
Yeah. The best stat on the article was that the monster wolf has already been installed in 62 locations nationwide. Like it's a hit. Like Japan is like,
wait, I didn't hear that part. Wait, say that again.
Yeah. The monster wolf has already been installed in 62 locations nationwide. It's like this thing, you're going to go to Japan and there's going to be robot wolves everywhere. Like
now I want one.
Yeah, totally.
Robot wolves.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm sorry. You know what? God bless him, but that's just weird.
And now a word from our sponsor. Hey guys, before we talk with today's guest, I want to give a shout out to today's sponsor, NordVPN. That's right, it is time to get secure and private access to the internet with VPN tech that experts at Wired, The Verge, CNET, TechRadar, and more recommend. Now, I'm as guilty as the next guy. If there's an internet connection out there, I'm gonna log on. It's just a done deal. It could be a coffee shop, airport, even the studio where I'm pretty sure Drew has hacked into the Wi-Fi, and listen, I need to protect my stuff. NordVPN is the only one I trust to protect my data. They have over 5,500 servers in 60 countries, so it's still super fast no matter where you are. And the cherry on top, they got this feature called CyberSec. It blocks malware and those annoying ads that autoplay at full blast. I mean, it's just miserable. So what are you gonna do? And listen to your Uncle Noli. Boom, protect yourself while you're doing your holiday shopping this season with a special NordVPN holiday deal. That's right, every purchase of a 2-year plan will get 4 additional months for free. All you gotta do is go to this website, nordvpn.org/retroreplay, and use our coupon code RETROREPLAY, RETROREPLAY, at checkout. Look, check this out, it's easy. You just open the app, you pick a region, then maybe you watch some Australian Netflix. Easy peasy. You can have up to 6 simultaneous connections, so I got the whole family wired in on this stuff. So again, go to nordvpn.org/retroreplay and use our coupon code RETROREPLAY at checkout. Every purchase of 2-year plan will get you 4 additional months free, which, you know, I'm not great at math, so that's 24 months plus 4, carry the 6, and that's 28. Look, I'm not very good at math, not that smart, but I am smart enough to get NordVPN, and so should you. Go get it!
Ladies and gentlemen, it's Ty Stashwick. Look at you.
Are we live? I'm pretty stunning.
You are.
It's chilly here in the valley.
Right? Right? I got
I'm a Midwest boy, so anytime I can like put on some kind of warmer thing in LA, it feels like home.
I know. Well, you're a Chicago guy. Look at you got the beanie.
Yeah.
The mustache. There's few people who can rock. Stashwick's like on the short list of people who can actually rock a mustache. Up there with Tom Selleck. Stacy Keach.
Me and the PI.
Stacy Keach had a hair lip. That's why he had one.
But and then he put hair on it.
He put hair on it, and it was a fur lip. But it worked for him. That's it. I just put you in the top 3 of... You know,
I'll take it.
Celebrity mustaches. And there was a porn guy, too. I don't remember his name, though. But
John Holmes.
Did he have a mustache?
Probably.
Most of people's attention was drawn elsewhere with him. But anyway, how are you, pal? Thank you for joining the our little retro replay.
Nolan, any chance to sit down with you?
Right. All right, especially in these troubled times of COVID, the pandemic.
Don't you mean unprecedented?
What'd you say?
Or complicated? I said, don't you mean unprecedented or complicated? If you listen to every commercial out there right now?
Yes.
In these unprecedented times.
It is. They are unprecedented. Unless you go back to, like, you know, the 20s.
Right? What, 1918?
Yeah. 1918. It's like, we're out of World War I. Have some flu. That's pretty much it. So what have you been up to? You look fit. Are you staying fit? I know like so when you were doing Scav King
on the 12 Monkeys.
We are moving in. And I don't feel like sharing.
For the 12 were there 12 or were there 11 monkeys? Were you got a full 12? Why didn't they call it just a dozen monkeys?
Because it's the numbers on the clock. The 12 monkeys is time marching in a circle. You asked the question.
I didn't expect a good answer. That's a good answer. You look fit. I have a theory. Loose shirts, everybody looks fit. You tuck in your shirt. You're just saying, hey.
You're learning this is now me. After 50.
This is
after
me.
After 50, it's all maintenance, my friend.
Right. That's pretty much it. I did notice that. So I started my workouts Again, as people have probably watched this show over the few years, it's like he starts a lot of workouts. And we got to it earlier today where I was talking about how I have a series now of before photos, but I don't have any after photos because I never get that far. But recently, just after a couple days after turning 50, and I may be repeating myself, I strained my back really bad. Stretching. Hello. Trying to get into shape. Hurt my back. Set myself, behind a few days. Not easy.
We have a lot of time. We have a lot of time here to utilize the backyard. My wife and I will go on a walk or a run, and that's the equivalent of a date right now in COVID, because it gets us away from the children for 45 minutes to an hour. So we're, it's all maintenance, man.
Pretty much. Tell me, what's going on in the whole on-camera world? Are people starting to
I've had auditions. It's slowly getting back to normal, but there's massive hoops to jump through to make it happen. Like if you book a job, they go, and it's like in Vancouver, they quarantine you for 2 weeks, they test you, they test everybody on the set. Yep. It's a whole process. And then the other side of it is we have to put ourselves on tape now. So there's no casting offices open. So I have to be, a director and an editor and an engineer and a cinematographer.
Okay. I don't know if I've told you, but I actually now have signed with a legit big time theatrical agent. I'm putting myself back out. I'm putting myself back out there. With A3, formerly Abrams Artists.
Congratulations.
So thank you very much. And I
was with Abrams for many years.
It's what I recall. And now it's A3.
For VO only.
They've rebranded. And they have a great VO department, too. I don't know where you are, but...
I'm with Dean Panero Talent.
Well, there you go.
Along with the Yuri Lowenthal's of the world.
Wow. Yuri Lowenthal's phenomenal. I recently had my first on-camera thing, audition, you're right. The one thing I got for my iPhone, right? Do you have any tips for me and for anybody else who could be watching about self-tapes? Because I got a shotgun mic. I think it's a Shure little shotgun that goes on the, and I use Motive Video that works with that, I think. And it's, the sound's better, but
you're way ahead of me. I have a ring light, and I have my iPhone, and I have a tripod. That's it. I don't have all that fancy stuff.
Well, fancy. What's a ring light? You like for the okay. We can see it in your glasses.
That's what I use to light myself. It's what's lighting me right now. And so
and
I have that. I'm pretty, I get a lot of rest. I drink a lot of water. I eat well. I try to keep my stress low. I'm happy, Nolan.
Oh, I love that. But do you some people have told me, it's like, you don't want anything in the background. If I'm doing a scene in a kitchen, why not set up the camera in the kitchen? Or do you just leave it at blank?
Here's why. Because on some level, with them going through so many audition tapes, there's a bit of uniformity that's more comforting so you're like, oh, now I'm in a guy's kitchen, and you might get distracted by that which is in their kitchen. You're like, wow, he eats Chips Ahoy or something to that effect. So it's just cleanliness. Yeah, it's just this cleanliness, in the same way that you don't want background noise in your VO auditions. Visual noise.
All right. Good tip. I did not know that.
But yeah, I mean, it is one of those things. It's just the nature of the situation right now.
Right. Well, a lot of people may not know that we actually met, and this is my favorite story about Todd, on Surfer Dude, with Matthew McConaughey, Woody Harrelson, Scott Glenn, Willie Nelson. Todd Stashwick was part of the Surfer Posse crew.
It's not buried. It's dangling there like a big fat grape.
And I came in just this little role to, like, to fire the bad guy. And
so you can go now.
Security will show you up.
I was just there for, I was there for like a week, but we shot for like most of those days. Like, yeah, we're not getting you today, to you today. But I remember going to Crasseur's, and there he is. He just walked up. He's like, "Hi, I'm Todd. It just come sit with me." And we're just, I was like, "Wow, this is one of the, okay, cool." And it was one of those things. I had never been on a film, like a real one, up to that point, I think. And you were like, "Yeah, we can be friends." And,
yes.
And to this day.
Well, I was also, you know, it's not like you were, you had already done the first Uncharted by that point, yeah?
Yeah, yeah, absolutely.
So we had common ground. I was a gamer. We had things to talk about.
Well, I don't think you knew about that till you found out midway through it.
Why do I feel like I did? But somebody introduced me to you while we were there. But no, I mean, look,
I was crying. I was crying in my trailer.
You were crying, and you needed comforting.
You lost a bet.
You needed a big Polish shoulder to weep into.
You did say shoulder, right?
These little.
You said Polish shoulder.
Where you start?
Okay. That's where you start.
And yeah. You know, I like talking to people.
So, but then yes, then we also teamed up with Amy for a EA. Title that unfortunately suffered a similar fate for various amounts of reasons that we probably won't even get into. But now, fast forward, kids, let's always move to the future is bright. Amy is at Skydance, running
the whole thing,
and you are part of that as a writer and producer. Tell me what you're doing. Without giving away all the juicy details.
Contractor. I do not want to overvalue myself. Producers, we can't tell you what we're doing. We're making an awesome thing and with awesome people. Like she has assembled a crackerjack team of amazing talents. In the writer's room and production, she's making something awesome. And again, can't say what it is, but it's look, she's a trailblazer, and I am fortunate that she and I share a very similar sensibility. I'm always fortunate because I always say, like, she includes me in projects where I get to be the dumbest guy in the room, and which is easy.
Oh, that used to be my job. I was always the dumbest in the room. Maybe that's why she hires me, because then you don't feel so stupid.
Yeah, she does. It's a pity hire. It's a pity hire.
I'm okay with it.
No, it's always fascinating to me because especially on Ragtag, I was brought in. My official title on Ragtag was I was a narrative consultant and a co-writer. So I got to go to Lucasfilm and be in all the concept art meetings. And I got to be with the developers and actually work with them to create gameplay, because the amazing thing of how she works is the narrative drives the development, and then the development drives the narrative. So both sides of the piece are holding each other up. And so I'm
remember
very
that.
Fortunate.
I remember when you one of the trips to LucasArts, Lucasfilm, you got to go down into the vault, and you sent me a picture. Correct me if I'm wrong, holding Han Solo's blaster, I think.
I was never allowed to hold Han Solo's blaster. I was about to pose
with
it.
But you saw it.
Oh yeah. Oh, we went to. So we were at Skywalker Ranch, and we went to.
Oh, that's right.
We went to Skywalker Ranch, and we got to go into the archives. And this is my favorite story. We're allowed to look. You can't touch anything. You can't touch anything. It's all there on the shelves. And so I'm like posing with the Ark of the Covenant. And I also can't post these pictures on social media. Like, this is, it's all for just the warmth of the event and you share with your friends, but you can't post that stuff on social media.
Right.
But they do then bring out the Macquarie art, the original Ralph Macquarie art. And then they put, You put on surgical gloves, but I'm touching these things and I'm starting to tear up because I'm looking at images that I've been staring at since I was 7 or 8 years old. And I'm like, shit, I'm gonna cry on the Macquarie art. I gotta take a step back because I'm about to weep and smear this priceless works of art. And they're only like that big. The coolest thing was there were the map paintings are on like shower door sized pieces of glass.
Right.
And so you see the Sandcrawler or you see the Star Destroyer that they shoot through when they're matting up. It's amazing. It's amazing. And so yeah, dream come true. Dream come true.
So basically you're saying that there's this amazing kind of new stuff scheduled though. So you're excited about
she's a trailblazer and she's constantly wanting to, like, you know, with Uncharted, just constantly trying to push what you can do in new media, in a medium that, you know, and see what else is next, see what else we can do. It's what you guys were doing with Uncharted. It's what we were, you know, trying to do with Ragtag. And it's, you know, it's just more of she's just a curious person. And an amazing collaborator.
Well, that's the word that I put first. I mean, collaborator. I mean, because you know, you walk in, you realize there's somebody who's just at a different level, and she's like McGonagall used to talk about it. Like she actually values my opinion, and I'm like, yeah, and nobody else does, Richard. It was amazing. Emily, we all would talk about how she'd write this amazing stuff. And we're like, well, what if we tried? She said, try that. And there was this sense of collaboration, but it was playful and fun. And it was never, no ego. She's no ego for someone who has the right to say, no, that's stupid. We're going with this.
Well, she has amazing barometer for good. Like, so she'll ask the right questions, which then stimulates conversation and idea and this. And then she knows from, you know, we're improvisers. So we're just whipping spaghetti against the wall, coming up with stuff. And then she'd be like, oh, that's good. Chase that idea down and let's create conversation. She also has, like, you've seen her spreadsheets, like, she knows and understands structure and the timing. She has her master's degree in like Lucas and Spielberg.
Right.
Like that's, and so she understands so much about film, and now she obviously knows so much about video games that she marries narrative with gaming so well.
Yeah. She's amazing. Back to more about Mr. Stashwick. I, for the first time ever, got to go and play D&D with you. And now you have your games now on Zoom, at least, are kind of classic. You've had all kinds of friends in there, and your ability to, as you and I used to call it, go with the bit, certainly serves you well when you are leading these games. And I remember you built you had a room in your house now, right? Where you,
that's where I'm in right now.
Where you host these games. Used to be in person. Now most of them are Zoom, I guess, right?
Yeah.
So when did that all, like, when did that, cause I mean, I had never gotten into the D&D phase, and then we're there playing and I'm just like, yeah, I want to go down the hall. You know, what do you want to do? I'm like, and it becomes so, the way you paint the picture, it becomes so real.
It's, you know, I was a kid who was playing in like old school, as they say, Grognard. I was playing in 6th and 7th and 8th grade back in the late 70s. That's when I started playing, like with the old player's handbook there. The original Advanced Dungeons and Dragons back in the day, and that's when I started playing. And I started the D&D club in my junior high because I was that nerd. And then there was a thing that happened called the Satanic Panic, where there was this big propaganda, kind of like when they were saying that rock and roll music was causing kids to go berserk, right. And there was a whole anti-D&D campaign as well, the whole Tipper Gore of it all, and I fell victim to it. I was at like some camp and I was like, oh, it's the devil's gateway. And so I gave all my stuff away. And then I was somewhere maybe about 15 years ago. And Abraham Ben Ruby was at this audition that I was at. And he was just sort of out of the corner of my ear. He's like, I was up late playing D&D with Matthew Lillard. And I'm like, wait, people are playing D&D again? And he's like, oh, yeah, yeah. It was kind of like what poker was for a while. It was an underground thing. And I'm like, so I went on eBay and I bought back all the books that I had given away. And just to have them, to like smell the pages and just like just to return to connect to something that was very important to me for a while. And I stopped thinking it was satanic. So then about in 2015... I was just like, that's it. I want to play D&D again. I put it out there on the Facebooks. And Yuri Lowenthal showed up at my door. He's like, happy birthday. And he hands me the starter kit. He's like, we're going to play D&D. I'm like, great. And then I booked 12 Monkeys and left town. So yep. That postponed things. And then when I was training for season 3 of 12 Monkeys, the guy that was training me was also like, we were kindred, like you and I. We're like, oh, I get you. And his name's David Nett, and he's a big nerd. And he was like, yeah, you know what? When you're done with 12 Monkeys, we'll get a crew together, and we'll start playing D&D. I'm like, all right. So I've been playing that same game for 3 years now. And then my daughter was like, what are you doing, Dad? And I'm like, it's called Dungeons & Dragons. And she's like, well, you got to run games for me. So I was sort of forced into – not forced – but I had to like, oh, crap, I got to now relearn how to run the game. And that started in 2017, 2018. I started running games on my own, and then it's now a thing. I have a game tonight, a charity game tonight, and then I have another charity game that I'm doing tomorrow, streaming. And then I just run my own games with the family, with friends on Zoom now.
That's unbelievable. It's a business like this is this is like a full-time, more than, oh, are you sure it's not satanic? What are you drinking out of that? What do you drink out of that 100%. Thing?
100%. Look, we're West Coast liberals. Aren't we all Satanists?
Well, I possibly, yeah, pretty much. I just think the devil thinks I'm really funny, so he doesn't fuck
you're
with
hilarious.
Me.
No, it's a great, you know, as an improviser, it's improvised storytelling, but then the dice are there to kind of keep you honest and so that there's parameters of chance that then show you if what you did worked. So it's math and imagination.
See, I got the imagination part. The math thing, it's always held me back. I always tell people when the school introduced letters into math, I was out.
I'm done.
2x plus y equals 3b. Solve for me. No. I've never sat there and said, you know, been confused at a grocery store. Excuse me, how much are the bananas? 2n plus y. I'll take 2 dozen. I don't know what that means. You know, but they just, it goes through my credit card and the answer is a lot.
Yeah.
And you get to leave with them.
Yeah. And an ability, you know, fact that a grocery clerk knows more about math than I do. But they have machines, so I don't feel so bad.
Yeah, they're machines.
We might have to do a retro replay D&D someday. Todd, we'll just absorb Todd. Just be like, all right, you're in the family now. Run games.
I'll do it.
Should do it. Especially, I want to do one. I want to do one when COVID's over, like in person. I want to be sitting there.
Here, yeah.
Because I know you and I also have something else in common, an affinity for fine bourbon.
Mm. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. I got a very nice bottle of Elmer T. Lee, which is very nice for my birthday. And the person who got it for me said, let's crack it open. And we drank about 2/3 of it. So November 1st was a difficult morning or afternoon, really. My head didn't hurt, but I was dragging all day, and I'm like, did we drink all that? He goes, yeah. I'm like, so he actually drank his gift, and I don't know if that's cool or not. He's family, so he gets a pass, but Do you? Yeah. What do you think about that? I mean, is that the guy? Like, have you ever said, "Hey, brought a bottle of wine"? You're like, "Oh, thank you so much. That's really nice of you." And you go, "Yeah, let's crack that open. I'm thirsty." I mean, do you do that? I think I don't know what is the, what are the rules of society say? I mean, do you walk in and go? That's like for me, it'd be like walking into a bottle of bourbon. Happy birthday, Todd. Don't hope you don't mind. I had a couple belts on the way over. So don't worry. I wiped off, you know, I used my lips, but don't worry about it. What, I don't know.
I don't know. I think if someone gives you a nice gift like that, I think you ask, hey, should I open this? Like, should we have some?
See, you asked me that. I'm going to go, you cheap son of a bitch. You bought this for you.
No. As the receiver, like you've gotten it. Like,
yeah, but you wouldn't bring me a pair of pajamas. You know, no, hey, I wore these last night.
No, but
they
that's different.
Like
I think,
enjoy
like,
that.
If you show up at a party with a bottle of nice bourbon, and like, if Nolan, I handed you the bottom bottle, I would expect you to be like, "Hey, let's have some." Like, I wouldn't impose that on you. But I think, as the guest, I think you should say like, "Hey, let's open this for the party. Like, let's enjoy this."
Oh, by the way, I also have a bag of ice in my trunk. Let me go grab that real quick.
Yeah.
I got two glasses.
I happen to be carrying these two glasses.
Yes. Already poured.
Yes.
That would be quite a jacket to have, to be able to do that.
Yes.
Buddy, thanks so much for joining us. Where can people see, like, if they want to, like, watch your
well,
is that just a private
places
thing?
I'm starting a little business, so I'm on the Instagram. I'm opening, in the next couple of weeks, I'm opening Todd Stashwick's Nerd Circus. And it's a little nerdy brand that is selling all sorts of fun, assorted, nerd-related things, from tiki stuff to D&D stuff to shirts and all sorts of fun stuff.
It's freaking awesome.
That's on Instagram. That's the Nerd Circus.
Nerd
and
Circus?
Then, yeah. Oh, look. You're going to be the first to see the coasters. Look at those.
I like it.
Wow. Yep. That's awesome.
So I'm doing that. And then I'm also Todd Stashwick on Instagram, or T Stashwick on Instagram, and Todd Stashwick on Twitter. And then if you want to watch something I'm in, you can go to Hulu and watch 12 Monkeys in its entirety.
Yes, you are. You are terrifying as the Scared King. And fit.
Scared person.
Great show. Great show.
And then if you have kids, you can watch Kim Possible on the Disney Channel, or Disney Plus, the live action. Not the I played the role that Johnny DiMaggio played in the cartoon. I played it in the live action version. I did, there was a show called Dungeon Run on Caffeine that I believe you can watch me DM an episode of that on YouTube if you want.
All right. Todd, thank you so much for joining us, my buddy T. Stashwick. He's everything a man could want and more, or a woman,
wow,
or anything. He cries on art.
I miss you.
Miss you too, pal. We will see you soon for bourbon. Zoom bourbon.
Sláinte.
Okay, I like that. Sláinte.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Cheers.
Cheers.
See you soon. Bye. Hey, everybody. Welcome. It's Retro Feud. I'm your host, Nolan North. They already knew that, right? Pagan, tell us who our special replayer guests are today.
Today we have Michael St. Gregory and Akeem.
Well, I don't know why I'm doing that song. So we have to decide who goes first. My way that we do it is I'm going to pick a number between 1 and 20. Whoever's closest without going over gets to pick who, if they want to go first or second. I'm thinking of a number between 1 and 20. Akeem, what number am I thinking of?
13?
12.
Michael St. Gregory, you get to choose. Would you like to go first or second?
I will go second.
Okay, Akeem, you're on the clock. 34 hours on the clock, please.
Right.
Only 5 questions. You should be able to do this. Your time starts now. Name a childhood fear that is carried into adulthood.
Being afraid of the dark.
Name something you put in tea.
Sugar.
Name something Drew might be doing when he's not at the studio.
He might be, I don't know, eating or something.
Name a fictional character famous for not wearing pants.
Of course.
I should really read these before. A fictional character. Oh, fictional. Fictional. I was thinking of my uncle. Name a fictional character famous for not wearing pants.
Squidward tentacles.
Name something people do to prepare for the holidays.
They get with their family or...
Ding, 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 ding. Okay. again, we have I have to do the bell because we still haven't...
Yeah.
We could probably do something in post. I probably don't need to do that.
No, it's better when you do it.
It's better when I do it?
Yeah. No, yeah, we found post dings, and nothing sounded as good as...
Oh, I've been ding-a-ling-in since I was a kid.
Yeah.
Okay. Amazing first round. And off the top of my head, I like those answers, Drew.
There we go.
Those are strong, strong answers. For the young man out of Providence, Rhode Island, the biggest little state in the union, the home of coffee milk. A lot of people don't know that. Look it up. Coffee milk invented in Rhode Island. It's freaking delicious. And I'm just, and anyway, I'm letting it go. Name a childhood fear you carry into adulthood. You said the dark. Number one answer, 26 points, Pagan. 26 points.
Yeah.
The number one answer. That's I don't know why clowns only got 12.
Mm.
That's out of 100 people. That's 12%. No, that means people who actually dress as clowns were surveyed. So, name something you put in tea. You said sugar again. Number one answer. 35 points on top of the 26 gives him a total of something.
61.
Next question. Name something Drew might be doing when he's not at the studio. Number one answer, playing games. Okay. Playing games. But no, you said eating. We're going to take it. Eating soup was actually the answer for 18 points. 18 points, eating soup. Name a fictional character famous for not wearing pants. I said my Uncle Bob. But that would only get you one. Donald Duck, number one answer. Winnie the Pooh.
Interesting.
Oh, things are getting rather sticky. and he didn't wear pants a lot. You know why? Because neither did Piglet.
Whoa.
Oh,
is there something going on there?
I smell bacon. Okay. You said Squidward. For 6 points, Squidward, Squidward tentacles from SpongeBob SquarePants. And finally, name something people do to prepare for the holidays. Number one answer, go shopping. Sure. Number two, make a list. Of course, three, get drunk, which really goes along with the pants, not wearing pants thing in my uncle. Spend time with family, 11 points. Spending time with family. Which gives him a grand total of, Pagan,
96 points.
96 points.
Yeah.
Showing.
Okay. Okay. MSG, I hope you are as dangerous at this round as you are in Chinese food. Thank you very much. A lot of people, see? Right?
It's like...
You know, I'm gonna give myself a little dab right here.
Yeah,
I just thought of that.
Yeah,
yeah. Very good. Very good.
It gave my mom migraines. Put her to bed for 2 days, and my dad couldn't have been happier. It's like none of this.
Are we talking about MSG, the flavoring, or actually?
I don't know if it's a flavoring. It's an enhancer, but it would give my mom a migraine. She'd go into a dark room for 2 days, not come out. My dad was like lighting cigars in the house, drinking whatever he wanted. He's like, go get as many Oreos as you can carry. Oreos and root beer. It was a life. We go to Stop and Shop. You know what I'm talking about, Akeem. Go to the Stop and Shop. Go to Almax. Get some. Akeem's I'm smacking. I'm sorry. Yeah, Paul's know. Like, why would you? I'm doing this. It's a thing. It's a Rhode Island thing.
Stick
together. It's a small little horrible place. I'm kidding. No, it's not. It's not. It's not. It's beautiful. They actually got nicer after I left.
Yeah.
Providence is beautiful. Went back for a con. I'm like, what is water fire? This is gorgeous. This used to be sewage. Nice. That's how they keep it on fire. Okay. Michael, here you go. 6 seconds on the board. Time starting now. It's over. Okay. Don't say Winnie the Pooh on this one. Just for me. Don't do that. Name something sticky.
Honey.
Name something that you can add bacon to. This is a poo thing. I didn't read this.
Breakfast.
Name an activity that Uncle Noli might do in Las Vegas.
Drink a lot.
Name something disgusting that people order on a pizza.
Sardines.
Name a piece of clothing you put on when it gets cold.
A sweater.
Ding, 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 ding. Amazing bell.
That's so good.
Amazing bell.
Excellent.
Top notch.
Here we go. Name something sticky that isn't Winnie the Pooh, which I totally put it in his head. It's like an earwig. You said honey, which gives him 18 points. I'm going 18 points on that one. Glue being the number one answer. Mm-hmm. And gum was also in there. Name something that you can add bacon to. You said breakfast, correct?
Yeah.
The first number one answer is anything and everything, which is great.
Yeah.
But eggs is breakfast. 20 points for eggs. There you go. Name an activity Uncle Noli might do in Las Vegas. Number one answer, gamble. Craps. Blackjack. Gamble. Number two answer, drink. Only six people said drink. I'm Uncle Noli. I'd say seven. I'm going to add that. 7 points because so many people said gamble. So five people said prostitutes.
Problem.
Uncle Noli, you know?
Name something disgusting that people order on pizza. Anchovies, number one, which are Italian sardines, I think. So, 46 points. Right there, number one answer, anchovies. They are disgusting. Somebody once said they're like wet eyebrows. And that's gross. Finally, name a piece of clothing you put on when it gets cold. Number one answer, jacket or coat. But no, 27 points. Sweater, 27 points. Pagan, talk to me.
118.
118 points despite saying, wow. Well, at least Akeem the Dream, you went down, but hopefully makes you feel better knowing that you walk away with nothing, but so does our winner. So you're just second place winner you're the one-legged man in a sack race, is what I'm saying.
Word.
And you're stuck in the sack. That's the retro feud. Thank you to Akeem and MSG Michael St. Gregory. We love you guys. Thank you so much. Pagan, you just do the honors. Tell them all the parting gifts that they don't get.
Oh yeah, absolutely. You get nothing and also some more nothing with also nothing attached. So congratulations.
We're gonna ship that out to you.
Yeah.
So you might get an envelope with nothing.
Free shipping, though.
It'll be delayed because of COVID, but listen.
Okay.
It's not free shipping.
We should get a car or something for people to have.
A car?
Yeah, we should give away a car. Oh. Not a real one, just a little one.
You have a car? Oh.
No, like a Matchbox car.
Oh, yeah.
That's what we're gonna give away cars. People are like, oh my God, I want to do it. And then they're like, yep. Yeah. We send you a Fiat.
A Saab.
Or a Saab.
Love it.
A Saab, which is all you do when you buy one.
Yes.
I got all the sounds. Ding, 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 ding. See you next time. Hey, it's time for Photos on the Bar this week. Check it out. Chris Valentine, a.k.a. Joe 90. There's Christopher V. Chris Valentine. Christopher V. Chris Valentine.
Yeah.
shortens one of the, okay. All right. Josh Neff, looking very Hulk Hogan. Remember when he had those, I like those.
Some 80s.
80s vibe. But you know, he looks like, you know what he looks like? I think Josh right here looks like he's in like one of those 90s, late 80s, early 90s, like ski movie.
Yeah.
About, you know, teens that just go out and party in the snow, but somebody learns their lesson. And we all grow somehow.
Where's my $2?
And finally, our man, Akeem. Akeem L, who played the feud with us today.
He was on
Akeem
the
L. He's up and he's ready. There he is. Akeem L, covering his face. I don't know if he's yawning or belching or he's on a CB radio that we can't see. But there's our buddy Akeem. Member shout out time. At the Get Good level, we have AK Arbiter, Snape Fantasy, and Jonathan Wren. At the Drew's Filthy Soup level, Amelia Brown, Christian Jensen, and Rain Redgrave, Yasmin M. And finally, of course, at the High Tech Beast level, we have Mauro, Zach Smith, and Hockey Town 787. Thank you so much for being part of the Replayer group and being our members. Here is your shout out for December 3rd, 2020. Ah! Guys, thanks again for joining us. We'll see you next week here on Retro Replay. And Drew, you'll be here?
Maybe.
Drew might be here.
Yeah.
But I'll be here. Might not look good. Might not sound as good. Might not be as good. But I'll be here. Please join. See you guys. Doesn't his coffee look good, Drew?
Do you have coffee envy? I'm enjoying the Nespresso.
Oh, Nespresso. Well, it's very
look
interesting.
Look at that delicious, foamy, delicious. Look at that.
Yeah, not the first time I heard that.
When they go low, you go lower.
Retro Replay stars Nolan North and was created by PJ Harzma, Drew Lewis, and Nolan North. This episode was edited by Stephanie Judge and mixed by Paul Bach. This show is listener supported, so if you like what you heard, please subscribe and leave us a review on iTunes. Or join our community as a member on YouTube. You can choose from 1 to 4 tiers to support on a monthly basis. If you're currently a member, thank you for supporting us and keeping this channel going. This show is brought to you by Red Bear Films and Retro Replay. I'm Paul Both. Stick around for another episode, or we'll see you next week.